been waiting for? Wondering if your address is in the build area? Head to myfmtc.com/construction to check the map and sign up today. That's myfmtc.com/construction. Powered by Neighbors, built for Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country, here at our studios. We are now at 72 degrees here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. A little cloudy out there, but pretty nice day. Expecting sunshine later today. Winds are out of the southeast at about 4 miles per hour. Going to have the opportunity and privilege now to visit with Shenandoah Medical Center. New acquaintance for me, Dr. Junaid Abraham. Dr. Abraham, how are you?
Hi. Yeah. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Nice to get to meet you. So it's a pleasure to visit with you. So, Dr. Abraham, let's talk about it.
Sure.
You are obviously a medical doctor, but internal medicine, correct? Where's your interest? Let's go way back. Mm-hmm. Where's your interest in medicine? Why did you choose medicine?
So I kind of actually fell into medicine just based off of my family background and everything, because my brother's also a surgeon. So I saw him, and then my dad always wanted me to become a doctor, and I really didn't mind becoming a doctor or an engineer or things like that. So
Right. Kind
of like I just followed my brother's footsteps.
Always have an interest in math and science then, probably?
Not in math, but science, yes.
Okay.
That's
right.
One of the reasons why a lot of doctors go into medicine, because they just don't want to deal with math.
Yeah, all right. So you kind of just followed those footsteps, and here you are,
then,
right?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to medical school?
So I went to medical school in India, actually. I went overseas for medical school and then came back for residency to New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so why did you choose internal? And what is internal medicine?
Yeah, so internal medicine is actually a field of medicine where I actually see all adults and treat a wide range of conditions, from preventative care, routine checks, diagnosing and managing acute and chronic conditions, with a special focus on the internal organ systems and their complexities.
Okay.
With what sets internal medicine apart from the family medicine, which is actual primary care, is that internal medicine doctors don't really see kids. We don't see anyone less than 80 years of age, and we don't really provide pregnancy care.
Mm-hmm.
But our focus is mostly on the internal organ systems, like your cardiac system, your lung, your neuro, your renal system. So our typical patient would be somebody with all of these issues, and they get treatment for all of these under one roof.
Okay. So why did you choose internal medicine? When you were thinking about, when you went to medical school, what was it that made you think, this is where I want to go?
I feel like most medical students, when they go into medical school, they want to be surgeons, right? Because that's how the TV shows, everything,
oh, yeah,
it's just so fancy. Or ER docs, you see all these TV shows.
Yeah.
But what changes is that as you go, as years pass by, I feel like every med student just finds what they love best by, going to clinicals, seeing patients, and they just find what they actually like.
You find a pathway that you like.
Exactly.
That's exactly
how it is. Because like I said, most medical students, if you ask them before they actually start medical school what they want to be, everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to be a surgeon or an ER doc and things like that. But soon, later things change.
Okay. So a couple of things here. You mentioned that you're from New York.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit. So how did you get from New York? Did I understand it right? Just outside of New York City.
Yeah, just outside of New York City. Yeah.
To Shenandoah, Iowa.
So New York City is great. It was really nice, the 3 years, and really helped me with my training, because obviously it's the most populated city in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And we get a high volume of patients, and that really helped me with my training, seeing a wide variety of cases. But after that, me and my wife, like I said, we have a daughter as well. We wanted to move somewhere quiet, peaceful. And I interviewed at a couple of places, and also the job aspects are also a key factor. So I came to SMC for an interview. It just really blew my mind as to see how welcoming they were, just very friendly, very supportive staff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also felt like there's a real need for me here than in a big city. And we wanted our daughter to, be able to play outside, go to school, and things like that. And we could drive around.
Yeah.
You know, take care of our. You know, I'll be basically taking care of my neighbors here. So
it's a. It absolutely. You're right, yeah. And you literally will.
Yeah.
You're gonna. Exactly. You will bump into him.
I can really become a part of the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll see him at the store. You'll see him at games. You'll see him. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
And that's what you were looking for.
Exactly.
From this really dense urban environment to more of a rural setting.
Yep.
Very cool. That is. So you're married. You have a daughter. How old is your daughter?
She's 1 year old.
1 year old.
Yep.
So you found a quiet place?
Yep. In Shenandoah.
Nice people. Good people.
Amazing people.
I agree. I'm kind of biased, but I agree, Dr. Abraham. I think we have some of the nicest people around right here.
I totally agree.
In Southwest Iowa. So.
Not that people in New York are not nice, but...
So did you see, and you mentioned, like, you said, what was it, fancy. It was fancy, like the ER docs and all this on, and the surgeon, you see that on TV. New York is the setting, New York City is the setting for many of those scenarios. So when you were training in New York City, was it just nonstop stuff all the time going on? I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah, exactly. It's a war zone.
The pace has to be unreal.
It's extremely busy and, you know, It's just, you know, the population is so much. So you have more people, more people are going to get sick.
Right.
That's as simple as it is.
Just based on volume. Just number
based
of
on
people.
Volume, yes, exactly.
Absolutely. So what are the, so coming from that dense urban environment where it's millions of people and all kinds of stuff going on to a rural setting like where we are here in Southwest Iowa, what has that... Has that been an adjustment or a change, or what's that? What's the difference?
I mean, yeah, definitely there's less traffic and things like that. That's one thing. But if you know, like I said, it's very quiet and peaceful, just, you know, a relaxed pace. Whereas in New York, if I were to, you know, go to the hospital in the morning, it's just honking and just traffic and things like that. So it's just definitely a better peace of mind here. And when it comes to actually taking care of patients, like I said, in New York, I don't know who I'm treating. It could be just one in a million kind of people, like who you'll never see again.
Right.
But here, everybody's just, faces are very familiar. I was just the other day seeing my neighbor walk into the hospital. I was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
So it's definitely different, yes.
Very cool. So when you came down to visit Shenandoah and visit Shenandoah Medical Center, you instantly thought, I like this setting. I like this hospital. Yeah. I like the people that I'll be interacting with. It kind of grabbed you right away.
And another thing for us doctors, like I'm sure you know, like we're super busy. Like,
yeah.
Our day just flies by because we just have so much to cover. Regardless of what field of specialty they're in, we have to see patients, call patients, results, and you know all kinds of stuff. What makes SMC a little bit more unique in that aspect is when comparing to other places that they have a really good support staff who actually take load off our shoulders.
Right.
And they actually do like things that there are things that they're doing for me, which I was doing back in New York, and it really makes a big difference.
It allows you to be a doctor.
Exactly.
And then you take care of it.
Exactly. There's a lot of paperwork stuff in, you know, insurance, all these things that comes into play. It's just part of our job, but when you have somebody to really help you with those things,
right,
it just really makes a big difference, and we can really focus on the big picture, which is treating the patients and talking to them and spending more time with them, which SMC allows me to do because they have such amazing support staff and leadership.
Yeah. And by the way, we are visiting with Dr. Abraham he's an internal medicine physician.
Yes.
With Shenandoah Medical Center. One of the things that always interests me, Dr. Abraham, is the advancement of and improvement of healthcare from a technological standpoint, from improvement in therapies.
Sure.
And how you can see that improvement. Are there things that you're watching that interest you and think that has real potential, that could really change the way that I'll give you an example. I read an article, this has probably been 2 years ago that I read this article, and it was talking about that there was some study and there was a pill that you could take, and it would monitor your blood pressure and several different of your vital statistics and it would potentially, here's the part, potentially send you a text if there's an issue.
Yes.
So, I mean, just stuff like that just really has my interest.
Absolutely. Yeah, medicine's definitely evolving, not just from like a medicine and, you know, science perspective, which is always happening with clinical trials, and that's how we get newer drugs and we find out new side effects and some of the new uses.
Yeah, immunotherapies and that
all of that's just part of like the science part of it. But now with like technology advancing, like AI and incorporation and things like that, things are just changing drastically. We're all expecting to see newer fancy stuff within the next 5 years.
Right.
Definitely. Because even for us doctors, like practice wise as well, like the incorporation of AI has really made a big difference.
I think it will, like
documentation, things like that.
Yeah. I think it will continue to do that as well. So probably too. If people wanted to visit with you or talk to you, are you accepting patients at this point?
Yeah, I am actually accepting new patients. So if anyone is interested to schedule an appointment with me, they can call SMC at 712-246-7400.
Mm-hmm.
I'm available 4 days a week, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also have a mobile-friendly website, smchospital.com, and we also have a Facebook and an Instagram page where we share everything that's happening at SMC. I recommend everyone to follow those pages to stay informed.
It's a great way to, and the other thing cool that I'm going to, you know, if you want to visit with Dr. Abraham, one of the cool things that you can do, like just hop on, and it's super simple. You can Google Shenandoah Medical Center, and it comes up.
Yeah.
And call a number and start asking questions. Hey, I heard this doctor on the radio. Who is that? And they can get you. That is a cool thing about rural healthcare. They're going to get you to where you need to go and who you need to visit with. So.
And SMC especially, like they have like the support staff to do all that.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Dr. Junid Abraham with us, internal medicine physician with Shenandoah Medical Center. You're accepting patients now?
Yes.
You'd like to visit with people, talk to them, get to know them?
Yep.
What do you do when you're not taking care of people? What are your hobbies? What's for fun, Dr. Abraham?
So I consider myself a very boring person, to be honest, but I do go out. I like trying different cuisines, like different food.
You're a foodie.
Yeah, I am. My wife and I, we both like trying different food. We like going to the city. I'm a big-time Netflix web series guy. I do go outside. We're actually trying to form like a small sports group within the hospital, like us, the doctors.
Okay.
Because there's a doctor who's already very much engaged with, you know, the football team and the soccer team and things like that. So I'm trying to like get into, you know, sports and things like that.
Gotcha. All right. So a Netflix series guy, huh?
Yeah.
What's the best series on Netflix right now?
Oh, right now? I think I just finished watching The Madness.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's actually nice. It's a it's kind of like a thriller back in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I just finished that last week. I'm waiting for Stranger Things to get released. That is my favorite show ever, like the best ever. So I'm just waiting for part 5 to get released.
What's your favorite of all time so far?
Exactly.
That's your favorite
Stranger
of all time.
Stranger Things and Squid Games, yeah.
You're a Squid Games guy.
Yeah. If you were to name two of them, I would say Stranger Things and Squid Games.
Squid Games is huge, but I can't do it. I don't know. It doesn't. It's massive, though.
It's massive, yes.
So.
Wow. I like things, you know, I like shows that really keeps me on the edge.
Yeah.
You know, that those kinds of shows.
Very good. Again, Dr. Abraham, I would encourage people to reach out. 712-246-7400, set up an appointment. You can visit with them, and you're accepting patients now. What's the rest of your day hold today?
I'm heading back to the office.
Very good. Well, it is a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. And I'm really happy that you chose Southwest Iowa to bring your family to. So thank you much.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Junid Abraham with me this morning from Shenandoah Medical Center, and our thanks to Dr. Abraham for stopping by and visiting with us this morning.
It's time to find out what's happening around the state of Iowa with Radio Iowa, brought to you.